Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
Yeah. The league is yours. DJ World Premiere, the Boy Wonder. Peace, King.
Peace. Happy New Year, bruh. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, nigga. Happy Born Day.
That too, exactly, bro. Shit.
I feel like we always pod on your birthday.
Yeah. You gotta start the New Year off right, man.
I'm looking through the Rolodex. This is like the third King Born Day pod that we done had in 4 years.
Yeah. Shit. I'm pulling dynasties over here on the pod, yo. Come on.
Damn, you niggas is getting old. That's the goal.
Yeah, you know.
But you niggas is getting old, bro.
Going through all those experiences of life, man. Shit. You reflect on that shit hard, especially the age I'm at now. God damn.
Yeah, this nigga looked like CJ Stroud today, everybody. I want y'all to know. I text this nigga this morning, yo, happy birthday, King. You everything, you the coolest guy I know. I remember back in the day, blah, blah, blah. I hit him with the long 17 paragraph text. This nigga's like, yeah, son. Just got my hair rated, son. Look at me in the mirror. These niggas with hair love sending me the fresh out the chair selfies. I'm taking it as disrespect. I think I've always taken it as some form of disrespect.
You didn't have to, bro. Once upon a time, you was that motherfucker too. Yo, come on.
Nah, I shouldn't have to. You're correct. But somehow, some way, I'm just taking this shit as disrespect. This nigga sends me the fucking crown. This nigga's got a million dreadlocks. All bowed up and shit. This nigga's like, yeah, I look like CJ Stroud, son. I'm like, God damn, this nigga do look like that bum ass quarterback in Houston.
It's fucking crazy because, like, all I did was just kind of like, I showed her just like a picture, like an idea of what I wanted. And then when it turned out like this, I literally thought the first, like that was, I was like, yo, I'm on some CJ Stroud shit with this look, yo, God damn, but all right.
But if y'all see my son out here in these streets, man, throw some fucking tortillas at him. I know he's finna be in somebody's Mexican restaurant talking about, I need chill shots of Patron. I need chilled shots, not that regular room temperature tequila. I need chilled tequila.
I need my shit chilled.
Yo, extra beanie over here, homeboy.
Mucho. Que eso, mami? Come on.
Oh, this nigga. This.
You know what I'm saying? Mira.
Yo, go to the spot. You like
spicy. Cross all mas mojitos. Si.
You like spicy shit, right?
Yeah, I get down with spicy food, yo.
When you go in the spot, tell them to get you some agua chile.
Agua chile? Okay.
And thank me. Thank me later.
All right? Because
if there's one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to dress up some Mexican food and I'm going to go to the Mexican spot and I'm in my element. Like I'm Nigerian, but when I go to the Mexican spot, I'm in my element. I'm dressing these hoes up. Yo, I need extra cilantro. I need extra onions. I need extra green. I need that verde. Let me get that verde up.
I need that red and green, bro, all day. Especially the tacos that I get. Ooh, and it comes with like this type of a dipping sauce. I'm like, oh, it's fucking beautiful, man. Oh my God.
Corn salsa me down, ho. Corn salsa me down, ho. But so we got to catch up. So the first round of the league playoffs ended. And it was a motherfucking barn burner. So just for the record, Jimmy was down. Boo Wop had Jimmy on the ropes after the first week. They face off, and this is for the championship round, to go to the championship round. So Boo Wop is playing Jimmy. Jimmy's got a sturdy lineup the second week. He's got Jared Goff. He's got Jonathan Taylor, Chase Brown. He's got A.J. Brown.
Damn.
Who else he got? Hold on.
Jonathan fucking Taylor did the damn thing for him, though. Damn, they gave him 40 last week.
Listen. Jonathan Taylor, the week before this, Jonathan Taylor had that touchdown where he dropped the ball at the 1 yard line on some I'm gonna celebrate shit.
Yeah, he was on a mission ever since that shit popped off. Yeah.
That nigga was back for revenge. 218 yards, 3 touchdowns. He ain't dropped none of these hoes. 39 points. Chase Brown, 91 yards, 13 points. AJ Brown, 23 points after he was bitching.
Doesn't he always?
Yeah, you feel me? Like, he bitch, and then, like, he number one. He's the number one targeted receiver on that team.
That's why he was brought to Philly, bro.
He's already the number one targeted receiver on that team, minus the complaints. Minus the complaints, he's still getting targeted more than anybody. But as soon as they take advantage of a play scheme, hey, this team got a weak rushing defense, so let's just run the ball. As soon as they do some shit like that, he complained. But hey, look, closed mouth don't get fed. He got his yards. Neighbors, seven receptions, 68 yards. McBride, 3 catches for 20 yards. Now, this shit was going to hurt, but then he had Jerome Ford show up, 92 yards, touchdown, gave him 24 points. He had a gang of catches in that game. I think that was the first game with DTJ at quarterback when they sat Winston as down. And then he got 21 points from the fucking Cowboys kicker. Now, that's when it came down to. It came down to that Monday night game. And it was the Dallas kicker going up against WAP. And WAP had Burrow. He had Gibbs. That's 46 points just between those two alone. Gibbs has been a monster since Montgomery is out. Connor put up 26 points. Samuel put up 25 points. Bowers put up 20.
Bowers gave him 20. Shit.
Buffalo defense gave him 13. His kicker gave him 7. And Jacoby Myers gave him 6 points. But this shit came down to Monday night, and I'm texting WAP like, yo, this nigga get 12 points on you, it's over.
It's over.
I want y'all to know, these are my favorite text messages to send out. I get on my bag, and I'm sending niggas text messages, and this is harassment at this point, but I send them to you, I'm like, yo, this nigga get 12 points. And it's over for you, son. And he like, yeah, he ain't going to do that. And I'm like, no, Dallas kicker might not get the opportunity to score that often, because it's like, you're going to get a couple field goals. Cool. You're going to get maybe an extra point or two, but I'm thinking it's Tampa. I'm thinking Tampa's going to hold it down. You know how Baker do. You know how Baker
it wasn't, it wasn't a Baker type of night, I guess. Shit.
I mean, listen, Dallas took advantage, but also, like, the first kick of the game that, Aubrey kicked was a 40-50 yarder. Okay. So he started with 5 points, and that's when I sent that text. 7 more points, bro?
Oh.
That's the first quarter. You don't think you're gonna get 7 more points before the quarter stops?
You better hope somebody drops like two goose eggs on that ass shit.
And that was just the funniest shit to me, because I'm like, yo, because this shit could go another way. This nigga could miss a kick. These niggas could get all chest out, start going for two, start going for it on fourth down. Aubrey hit a 50-yarder. He hit a 40-yarder. Then he hit like 2 20, 30-yard joints. But he got 21 points. So that was what sealed the deal. But let me tell you, and I say this shit every time we talk about Jimmy, I say he had too many running backs. He had too many running backs on his team, and it makes it difficult because you can only play 3. You can only play 3. He got Ramondre Stevenson, Alvin Kamara, Jonathan Taylor, Chase Brown, Jerome Ford.
Wow, he's still
got he got fucking Montgomery, but Montgomery's on the IR.
He out for the rest of the year, bro.
Yeah, Montgomery's done. Kamara's done, probably, especially because they just paid him, so they ain't not finna put him back out there. So that made it easy for him, because you just take two running backs out the game, and I'm not, if it's deciding on me going into the championship week, I'm not putting that on the back of Ramondre Stevenson. Hey, all you niggas with multiple syllables in your names, you can go to hell, bro. Ramondre Stevenson. Like, yo, you 8-syllable name ass nigga for the Patriots. Yo, it's over for niggas like you. Now, he had Richardson. He also has Richardson, which is dangerous, but I definitely trust Goff over Richardson any day of the week. And
they didn't start him for the Giants, which I was like, okay, Flacco's on the field, but okay. And even Joe Flacco damn near almost beat the Giants.
And the final score is 286-295. Jimmy wins and moves forward to the championship round. If Watt doesn't trust Jacoby Myers and he plays Xavier Worthy, then he wins, because Xavier Worthy put up 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't trust – I hate seeing Xavier Worthy shine.
Wow.
Because I drafted him. I didn't draft him. I picked him up at a free agency 1 week. I started him, and he gave me like 2 points. I lost a week because – on Monday Night Football, I'm waiting for Xavier Worthy to get fucking busy, and he failed to do so.
What was your other receiver? Fucking Zay Flowers doing the same shit to you?
Yeah, man. Fuck Zay Flowers. He made the Pro Bowl.
Man.
Hey, he made the Pro Bowl. First Ravens wide receiver to make the Pro Bowl in 29 years.
What?
Fucking nuts. But it's still fuck Zay Flowers though.
Steve Smith Jr. when he was there? Not Junior, Senior?
Shit. Nah, that nigga was, when he went to the Ravens, that was the bottom half of his career. Like, that was his last year or two of the league.
Yeah.
Shit. Going to the other match that's going to take it to the championship round, we got Jamal versus Tony. Kaiser Sose Evil Genius versus Catch These Kyle Shanahans. Now, the first week was a blowout.
Right.
The first week was a blowout. I'm talking 140 something to like 80, 90. Like, wow. Tony ain't stand a chance. And I just texted son the other day. I was just like, yo, I'm gonna come through on Saturday, pick that belt up, big dog. It wasn't no motivation. Yo, remember, set your lineup. I think so and so would look better in your lineup than so and so. Nah, ain't none of that.
I'm coming through to get the bell. Your season's done.
Yo, pass the sticks, nigga.
Yo.
Yeah, I told you, pass the sticks, man. Saturday at 1-2 o'clock, you're going to see me with plenty of content with the belt again. Hopefully, I get to give it to Jimmy on Monday.
Right.
Jimmy lives right down the street from me, so hopefully I get to give it to him. But the matchup, Kaiser Sose had some bums starting for real. Like, he had such a big lead, he didn't have to overdo it. Josh Allen had a very pedestrian Sunday against the Patriots. 11 points, bro. 154 yards, touchdown, interception, 11 points. ETN, 5 points.
Fuck, yo.
Dalton Kincaid, 5 points. Devontae Smith, 11 points. Bates, his Detroit kicker, gave him 9. Green Bay defense gave him 15. That was sturdy going up against the Saints. In a 34-zap game. Interception, fumble recovery. The Saints never scored. The only team to be held scoreless all season. The only team that got shut out all season, the New Orleans Football Saints.
I mean, we can at least still put points on the fucking board no matter how trash we are. Shit.
Fuck out of here, bro. Fuck out of here. fuck out of here, little nigga.
I mean, Dallas still put up 7 against Philly, even though they got what, but I mean, come on.
Nah, it's ugly. I don't know why we couldn't score. Well, I know why we couldn't score. We had a third string quarterback. A whole lot of reasons
why y'all couldn't score.
Third string quarterback, no Chris Olave, no Alvin Kamara, no Bub Means. We down like 5 people on offense. It's the third string quarterback. He's going up against a playoff defense.
Oh,
every team he's played against is prime running for the playoffs. So he's 0-4 as a starter, and every team he's played is going to the playoffs. That's
Spencer Rattler kid, right?
Yeah, man.
That motherfucker who thought he was a shit in high school on that TV show and shit.
He's got good bones, but we ain't put no weapons out there with him. So, like, the only game that I really say Spencer Rattler was trash in is the Denver game.
I thought his first game, I thought he was showing a little something like, okay, if he stays like this, okay, maybe give him a shot at shit. But yeah, like you said, they were going up against defenses that are fucking playoff ready, and they're fucking bull rushing them left and right. And straight down the middle. Like, what do you expect them to do?
Yeah, blitz come crazy. The O-line is trash.
And they come a lot faster than high school and college, bro. So you're
fucking right. These are grown-ass men.
Yep.
But what looked good for Jamal Spears from Tennessee before he got injured, 21 points. Davante Adams, 19 points. Adam Thielen, 15 points.
Wow.
And Tony just, he was too far behind. Kyler Murray couldn't save him, but he had a good week because he had 20 from Kyler, 24 from Bijan Robinson, 32.
Oh my God.
32 from Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah.
28 from Brian Thompson Jr. Shout out to LSU. And 19 from Kyren Williams, and then 13 from Green Bay's kicker.
Yeah, McMahon.
Like he put up 160 points. The only thing is, he was fucking down so much the week before.
Yeah.
He almost came back. The final score is 256-247. Like, he almost came back. But it just wasn't in the cards for him. So Tony's eliminated. The championship round has been decided. It's Kaiser Sose Evil Genius versus NWO for life. But let's finish that first round. King. Yo, bro. Now, this is the text message I meant to send, because I don't even think my son set his lineup with care.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, yeah, these last couple of weeks, especially with family, it sounded like really fantasy football wasn't like really crossed my mind. And I would like try to tell myself to hurry up and like set my shit, but like I would just forget. And then between family, work, holidays, like I pretty much was just like on a blank slate. So my reasoning is just because of all that, you know, and I took L's for it, and that's okay, because, you know. But yeah, right now, it's just like, all right.
Nah, it still matters to me, because even though I lost in the first round of the consolidation of the loser bracket, it's still about placement, right? So I think right now I'm fighting for, like, 8th place out of 10 people, which hurts my soul on a different level.
Yeah.
Like, God damn, I'm fighting for 8th place out of 10 people. Like, it's 7 niggas better than me.
Bro, I'm fighting. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to fight for 9th. I'm just like, fuck, man. And then, like, when I put players in, I mean, the only person that I was doing something for me was Purdy, but now he's doubtful right now with his fucking elbow. So I was just like, fuck. He was, like, my only good left quarterback that I had going. So I was like, all right. So now I'm really going to have to switch it up and just rock with Russell against Chicago's defense. I'm like, all right, cool. Everybody else is pretty much, I don't know. Kittle, I don't fucking know. I might have to replace that tight end, because if they shut him down, because San Francisco's, they're already done. Like, they're not going nowhere. No playoffs, nothing. Jalen Reed's been like, my, what the fuck happened to you? Like, after middle of the fucking season, like, he fucking, like, disappeared on me.
Well, I got a couple people that you should play this week. And let me get my clips ready because I got some clips. Because you know, it's that time of the year, y'all. It's an incentive time.
Like I've had to sit Shakir because you know Allen was fucking up. I was like, man, come on. If anything, Shakir should be like Allen's, like one of his, like at least his fucking number two. I mean, he's got Cooper with his number one, but yo, come on.
So let's get to incentives. Let's see who got what going for him.
82 yards to continue Pollard as he is. And the first player is, here are all the player incentives and NFL records that you need to know about heading into week 17. And the first player is Tony Pollard as he is 83 yards away from 250K, but he's also two touchdowns away from another 250K. This is definitely possible. And we all know Mike Evans has had 10 straight 1,000 yard seasons. Well, now he needs 182 yards to continue that. But even bigger than that, he needs 13 catches, 182 yards, and one touchdown for a $3 million bonus. Then Marquez Valdes-Scantling needs one touchdown for a 250K bonus. And yeah, he's nothing special, but he has scored four touchdowns in his last five games, and you know he's going to be hungry for that bonus. And next to Cortland Sutton, as he needs 137 yards for a 500K bonus. It's win or go home for them. This guy's been on a tear all season, and you know with this bonus, he's going to step up even more. But before I say the last few, if you guys want free money this weekend, make sure you sign up for Underdog. Next is Zach Ertz, as this one is a little bit different because most of his contract was around incentives. This man bet on himself and he already hit some of these incentives, but not all of them. He needs five catches for 250K, 62 more yards for 250K, and two more touchdowns for 250K. And next is Saquon, as this man is 162 yards from 2K rush yards. Only eight players have ever done this, and this week he plays a terrible Cowboys run defense. And next week he plays the Giants, so we all know what that means. Then is Brock Bowers, who has two records that are very much in reach. This man is five catches away from breaking the rookie all-time receptions record by Puka Nacua, but he's also 10 yards away from breaking the all-time rookie receiving yards record set by Mike Ditka. And last but not least, we have Ja'Marr Chase, as this man is so close to becoming the Triple Crown, and only two wide receivers have done this in the last 30 years. He's up seven on receptions, 123 yards, and four touchdowns. This is definitely possible. Here are all the player incentives and NFL records that you need to know.
So we got a whole bunch of records and incentives that could be done. I'm hugely disappointed that Saquon's not going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a big thing because I actually wanted him to run and just tear the Giants up one more time, or at least maybe. You don't have to necessarily give him the whole game. I'd just maybe give him at least till half. And then just, I don't know. But the whole game, nah. But at least play him in a few series or something.
He's only like 100 yards away from Eric Dickerson's record.
Against that defense? Come on, bro. He can get it in like fucking two plays if he wanted to.
It's the fucking Giants. I'm never asking Saquon Barkley to sit when we're playing the Giants.
Yeah. God, I wish he was playing, but for sure, for all those players that's like going after that extra bag, yo, for their contract show, man, god damn. Cause they know it's crunch time, like this is it, this is the last week of the fucking season. I'm like, damn. I thought we were only doing 17 weeks. I didn't know he was doing 18.
Like, yeah, it's 18 weeks. They extended that shit. I think last year was the first year with the 18 weeks. Maybe the year before.
Okay, I still thought we were on 17. I was like, wait, there's one more week? Like, damn.
So let's talk about the first week of the championship run.
Mm-hmm.
The first week of the championship run, Jimmy versus Ja'Marr. Listen. Right. Ja'Marr been killing niggas all season.
Yo.
I've been waiting for this young man to get his just desserts. But he put up a sturdy lineup. It was very, very similar to his previous lineup. Josh Allen, ETN, Spears, Davante Adams, Scary Terry, Okonkwo, Devontae Smith, Chargers defense, and Detroit's kicker. Josh Allen put up 23, 182 yards, three total touchdowns, ETN was Buns, 8 points. Spears got hurt. This is the game where he gets hurt. So 13 points. Adams, you can't really trust Adams because to trust Adams means you got to trust Rodgers.
Look, great season. It's been a great season, Jizz fans. I'm out.
Yeah, fuck Aaron, bro. Now, Scary Terry had a weird game, 1 catch, 5 yards against Atlanta that went into overtime. I'm very unsure how this happened. I know Atlanta probably put their best defender on Terry, and he had a couple looks, and he just couldn't, you know, he couldn't make it happen, but damn.
Yeah.
But Devontae Smith put up 30 points for him, 6 receptions, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns, with backup quarterbacks. I can't highlight this enough.
Even Kenny Pickett's hurt, bro. Like, what is going on in Philly?
Philly had the second string and the third string nigga out there hooping, balling.
Yeah.
But that was really all the points that he could get, 119 points. Jimmy had Jared Goff. He had Jonathan Taylor. That's 52 points between those two.
Yeah.
Chase Brown, 13 points. A.J. Brown, 12 points. Jerome Ford, he got a little drunk off of that Jerome Ford. Jerome Ford only gave him 2 points this week. And he had Indianapolis defense, which gave him -4 points. Dallas kicker did nothing. He missed a field goal, and he made one extra point, which put him at a donut. Now, he could have started Sutton and got 16 points from Sutton instead of getting 2 points from Jerome Ford. So he could have had a 14-point swing. But Malik Nabers and Trey McBride, 66 points between the two of them. Malik Nabers, 7 receptions, 171 yards, 2 touchdowns, 45-33. Shout out to the Giants, who can't even tank correctly.
That's why we have like all those problems at the stadium. Like, I don't know if you heard, especially with that one plane that was that kept flying over the stadium, like with the banner, like yelling at the owner, like, yo, just dumpster fire everything. Just, and that's my opinion too. Just get rid of every fucking thing. Get rid of everything.
Well, I definitely think you got to start over.
I'm even calling for the fact that like it's time for the old owners to sell the team, because it's just like I'm done with them too. I'm even calling for that shit. Yo.
Yeah, y'all bugging with that. Owners need selling teams. Owners aren't selling teams willingly. The last two owners to sell a team, old boy Snyder with the Commanders.
Yep.
And old boy with the Clippers. They were forced to sell because they got caught up in some hoot nanny.
Yeah.
You feel me? My son bought the Clippers for like 200 mil, sold it for $4 billion or some shit. Like, hey.
Hey, somebody bought it though. Somebody bought it.
Even when my man got banned from the NBA, he still went out on top. Like, that's just how it is. Niggas ain't selling teams, though. Trey McBride, 12 receptions, 123 yards, got his first touchdown of his NFL career. I want you to know this nigga has like 100 receptions.
Oh.
My nigga got 100 receptions. I think he either had 1,000 yards or he damn near close to it. Got one touchdown, that lonely ass touchdown. But this was the week to get it. So the final score for Jimmy and Jamal in the first round, 119 to 143. So he's starting the championship round with a great lead.
Yeah.
Like, he up 20-something points. Like, he's got a great lead. He's just got to – here's what you have to look out for. Because we're going into Week 18.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like we saw with niggas playing for Zenith, Zach Ertz, he's probably going to play because the Commanders are still playing for something. They're not locked in to their 2 slot, but they are locked in. They are locked into a playoff berth.
Right.
So, they want the better seed. either the 5 or the 6. They want the 5. They don't want the 6. So they're playing
They're playing for seeding, basically.
Yeah, they can't get the division. I think
that's already wrapped up, man. It's been wrapped
the
up.
Eagles got the division. That's why they feel comfortable sitting Jalen Hurts. That's why they feel comfortable sitting Saquon, because they can't go up or down. They at the 2. Nothing's going to change with that. A lot of these guys that are playing on some, hey, we just out here for shits and gigs. Go check and see if they're in a contract season. Because if they're in a contract season, more than likely they're going to play, because they're playing for game tape. They're playing to number one ride in your season, finish the season out. But don't think these sexy names, your Jonathan Taylors, don't think your Chase Browns, don't think they're going to, well, Chase Brown's probably going to play because the Bengals are still playing for a playoff spot.
Yeah. But I don't think anybody would be playing.
Yeah, like, don't think Mahomes is playing on Sunday, bro. Mahomes ain't playing on Sunday.
Oh, no. That was already way early in the week that Mahomes ain't playing.
Yeah, Travis Kelce probably be sitting in the owner box with his girl.
He ain't playing either. He's not playing.
Go hit the waiver wire. Get your handcuffs together. If I had Montgomery, I would also have Jahmyr Gibbs. If I got Gibbs, I'm getting Gibbs back up. Whoever that, I think his name is Reynolds. I'm picking him up.
And I'm putting him in the flex spot. He's a speedster.
But don't let the team beat you because they're not competitive, especially in these rounds. This is the last round. You got to go out with a bang. Do I think Jared Goff is going to play on Sunday? Fuck yes. The Vikings and the Detroit Lions are playing.
Oh, then, yeah. They're playing number one
NFC seed.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot that come with that. It's either you at home hosting the playoffs or you on the road and you got to go do some magical bullshit like the New York Giants with Eli Manning and go win 3 road games so that you can go to the Super Bowl.
And win that shit and fucking avoid like 6 motherfucking dudes. One's pulling on your jersey and you throwing deep to David Tyree.
We ain't seen that nigga David Tyree since. I have to say that shit every time his name is brought up.
I think he played 1 season with the Cardinals, and then that's the last time I think I may have saw him. Now, I could be wrong on that.
That young man is bagging groceries right now on somebody's Instacart. Somebody is sending that nigga messages right now. Please make sure you get the craft.
They don't have tuna in water, but do you mind tuna in oil?
Yeah, shout out to the Instacarters though. Shout out to y'all. Y'all are necessary. Second, so this is for the third place game. WAP versus Catch These Kyle Shanahan's. WAP has a good little lineup. Burrow, Gibbs, Drake London, Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers again, Buffalo's defense. Buffalo's defense gave him 15. Myers gave him 17. Bowers gave him 14. London gave him 17. Gibbs gave him 26 against San Fran. That was a shootout on Monday. I love that game. And Burrow gave him 36. Tony does this shit, and I be wanting to call this nigga and sit him down and say, why are you doing these things? Why are you doing these things? But at the same time, in my other league, I did the same thing. I started Nico Collins, and so did Tony. Tony started Nico Collins, 3 receptions, 59 yards. Terrible. He started Cooper Kupp, 1 reception, 29 yards. Terrible.
Wow.
He had Jerry Jeudy on the bench, 21 points. What? He had J.K. Dobbins on the bench, 15 points. That's the difference maker between him winning and losing. Now, he had some heat. Bo Nix gave him some heat, 21 points. Bijan Robinson, been very reliable this year, which is crazy. because I had him last year and I couldn't depend on that nigga.
Wasn't it last year where he like what he missed like a game or two because he told him something like he was sick or something, but like really he wasn't sick or some shit like that?
Yeah, the owner told that nigga to take the day off and didn't tell nobody.
Oh,
we thought he was starting. We thought he was starting. I think he went out there and lined up one time on a pass play, and then he sat the bench for the rest of the game.
Yeah, and then he just
game.
Came out the game right after that, yo.
They was playing with that young man last year because he had an incentive-laden contract. So he had a lot of incentives his rookie season. He had a lot of incentives, and they was on that bullshit, not letting my man start, not letting him get yards when he needed to. Like, third down, he wasn't even out there. They wouldn't call him plays for him. Like,
you made too many bonuses, my G. You can't make this one.
But he put up 24 last week for Tone. Kyren Williams gave him 16. Brian Thomas Jr., shout out to LSU, 24 points. But the final score, 143 WAP, 129 Tony. Tony might be fourth place. I ain't gonna hold you. Tony might be fourth place. He's down a decently large margin, and a lot of his players aren't going to be playing this week. Bo Nix is going to be playing because they're playing for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Nico Collins might not be playing because Houston already won their division. So Nico Collins might not be playing. They got nothing to win. They got nothing to win, nothing to lose. They got their division. They got a top four spot.
Division. Okay.
Yeah, because Houston's division is Houston, Jaguars, Colts, Titans.
Yep.
That, yeah, it's easy. It's trash on trash, bro.
Yeah, that's, yeah. It's just like the NFC South, yo.
Yeah, it's trash. Hey.
at least my division has more than one winning team.
You want to see a dead body?
No, my division is cool. Because, look, Sunday, if the Saints beat the Buccaneers, the Falcons got to win, and then they can go to the playoffs.
Ooh.
But if the Saints lose, even if the Falcons win, the Bucs win the division. So we got two teams fighting for the division at the last week. We not slouches in the NFC South. The Saints are probably the worst team.
Who are the Bucs playing this weekend?
The Bucs are playing the Saints.
Okay, they're playing your squad. What a rookie quarterback, bro.
Yeah, they're more than likely going to win. They're more than likely going to win. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah, gotcha. Man. I mean, damn, man. Come on, Spencer. Like, you know, do that shit that you was doing on the TV show, man. Shit. Zip the ball down like 60 yards or some shit. Like, do something. But, I mean, he's got no receivers, bro. Who the fuck is he throwing it to?
Who, Spencer Rattler? He's throwing it to Marquez Vandalism and Scandalism. he's throwing it to that nigga. Jawan Johnson, he's throwing it to Keandre Miller. He's throwing it to whoever out there got two hands. Hey, nigga, you got two hands? And he's also throwing it to the ops. Spencer Rattler is throwing dots to the ops.
Oh, of course.
Hold on
that's,
a second.
That's usually the highlights I'm always seeing. He's either getting sacked or he's throwing picks.
Hold on. You talk. I got to get my mic. I got to get my charger.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, listening all over the world, this is the world's most dangerous podcast. It's your boy King Raymond here on the Born Day. You know, the man had to go get the charger real quick, so he's on the way back. Yeah, don't tell Premier, you know, I'm high as fuck right now, you know. It's the Born Day. You know, when it's your Born Day, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Dude, it takes like forever to go get a charger. Like, what are you doing? We got people over here waiting because you had to go get a charger.
Yeah, I heard this nigga coughing in the mic.
Oh man, I love it.
Did my son just cough a loogie in the microphone?
Nah, I had the screen over it, bro, but whatever.
I'm moving on to less important players in the playoffs. I said I was going for eighth place. I'm really going for seventh. Going up against my man Doko. This was a complete blowout. Nobody was concerned. I didn't sweat.
I'm pretty much not going to win ninth for my shit. So
I had amazing. I had amazing run. As soon as I knew Jalen wasn't playing, I Jaden Daniels. This is your time. 31 points. Saquon Barkley, 19 points. Jameson Williams. 24 points, 5 receptions, 77 yards, 2 touchdowns. Shout out to Jameson Williams. Big pickup. I didn't play him when I needed to a couple times this year, but I played him, and I got 24 points. Sam LaPorta, 18 points. Bucky Irvin, 23 points. Tampa Bay defense, 16. The kicker, 12. I had a really good lineup. Marvin Harrison Jr. showed the fuck up. 6 receptions, 96 yards. I watched this game, dog. I watched this fucking game. The Rams versus the Cardinals. Division game.
Mm-hmm. As always.
I've been bitching about the number of receptions that Marvin Harrison Jr. gets.
It's his first year, man. You know.
I know it's his first year.
He had his breakout games and shit, so you know. But it just wasn't like how you fucking thought. You thought he was going to be like a fucking home run every fucking game.
He should be, because that's what Kyler Murray needed. He needed receivers. Well, he got his run game with James Conner. He got his run game. So the receivers is supposed to close the loop for this nigga. But he's a mobile quarterback, so he's not even thinking the pass. But more times than not, like Marvin has 6 receptions. Mm-hmm. He had 11 targets. So that's 5 catches that either he didn't go out there and catch it, mm-hmm. or he had that pass defended.
I mean, what is he going to say? His O-line sucks now? Like,
no, Marvin Harrison can't create space. Marvin Harrison Jr. can't create space as a wide receiver. Don't you ever watch the games and you see some of these receivers and you're like, yo, how is son always open? And at the line, they can boom. You try and press coverage and they go, he hit you with the moves. Mm-hmm. And then he gone.
And the
defenders playing catch up. You know, watch A.J. Brown. Watch Devontae Smith. Watch, you can watch Devontae Adams. He's good at creating space. He just has a bum-ass quarterback. Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think he's going to be going too. Yeah,
they both do. Marvin Harrison Jr. don't create space. Yeah, he's not fast. We knew that. He's got a big body. He's a big body receiver. He should be winning those 50-50 balls, but Kyler Murray either sees him covered and don't throw it to him, or when he sees him and he throws it to him, he don't put it in a good spot. So I think it's a chemistry issue. I also think it's a quarterback style issue.
Yeah, that was literally the point I was trying to get towards too. But yeah, you literally nailed it on the head right there. Like Kyler's style is just like, you know, if all else fails, I'm just gonna take off and run. And you make the valid point of him saying, like, if Marvin Harrison can't make fucking space and he's got all these other receivers trying to make fucking space. I mean, what? Marvin Harrison is pretty much like the only big name receiver they have.
Yeah. And McBride, the tight end. The tight end is getting all the love. That's the security blanket. When Tony Romo played, who was his security blanket? Fucking
Jason Witten
and Dez Bryant. But it was more Jason Witten than anything because that nigga could get the ball and he had wheels.
And McBride's, he was
reliable. Yeah, McBride's the same way. Garendo had a great, great little Sunday, Monday versus the Lions. He put up 13 points. He's catching a lot in the backfield. I don't believe he'll be playing this week. He might, because they're super short at running back depth. So he might play this week. But I put up 150 points against Doko's 81.
Even Kelly's going for the fifth place game. That's wild.
King, it was you versus Dan. You know, you.
I mean, that's it. That's it. I'm crashing out. This is the final. This is the final crash out right here, y'all. Y'all ain't got to worry about me. Shit. This is the final crash out. You know what I'm saying? I fucking throw my hands up like Travis Hunter and screaming, you know, grabbing my shit. Let's go. Like, yeah. You know.
Are you okay? Is everything okay at home, bro?
Let's go. Nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm going. I mean, yeah, Dan gonna definitely take that ninth place game, yo, for sure.
Nah.
I think all my players are just, they're just ass. Like, I should have started Philly like the week before, because they put up me like 20 plus points, and my dumbass played Pittsburgh's defense thinking they was gonna fucking do something. So that was one of my definite, it's like, fuck that shit. I mean, and then fucking Shakir didn't do nothing for me the first week. I had no quarterback play. A-Chain was probably like, him and Aaron Jones were pretty much my go-to. I had Keenan Allen sitting on the bench. I think the first week of the playoffs, that fucked me up. And I'm like, great. Now hearing him trying to start him now. And I'm like, even if he does do something for me, I doubt I can catch up. And like,
here's where you fucked up. Yeah, you started Pittsburgh's defense against the Chiefs.
Thinking something would be done. Because, you know, Pittsburgh at home, I'm like, all right, come on.
Nah. I'm not, you know, I'm not the football savant that I paint myself to be on the pod, but I know that two teams playing three games in 10 days isn't going to be the recipe for like a high quality football game. And I know the bullshit that Mahomes do. I'm never picking the team's defense that has to play Mahomes, but you had Philly and they were playing Dallas. That was the perfect defense to get. That's a 22 point swing for you. That still doesn't get you a win. But it definitely gets you closer. Listen, the score was 144-87.
Bruh, when I saw that 41-7 ass whooping that Philly gave him, I was just like, yeah.
It's ugly.
Yeah, I totally dropped the ball on that one. Because I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, I know Dallas is trash. But maybe, just maybe. But then with the player personnel they have now, I mean, they even sat CD for the rest of the year. And I didn't hear about that till like late week. And I was like, fuck.
They sat CD for the rest of, they shut CD down. They said they're going to release Zeke, which is totally cool because Zeke wasn't.
I mean, they sat him down in like, I think it was like week 14 or 15, because like I think he missed a flight or didn't abort the plane or some shit like that.
Yeah, he missed one game, but since he's been back, they really only use him goal line. And I said, damn, that's kind of fucked up. Why are you letting this nigga score your touchdowns? He didn't touch the ball. You had 15 plays on this drive. He don't touch the ball till you at the goal line. You giving this bum nigga touchdowns, and then I remember, it's still a business.
Yep.
Let this nigga get the touchdowns so Rico Dowdle and Turpin don't get touchdowns and I can pay them less when it's time to get paid for them. Very, very smart move. Very smart move, Jerry Jones. I know you see now, and I know we talk a lot about snow being on the roof and ain't nobody at home, but that's good. That's good, Jerry Jones.
They was pretty much saying that, like, after that ass whipping, like, or throughout, like, the whole game, like, Philly fans was just, like, fucking with Jerry Jones in the box. Like, just laughing at his ass and shit. I was just like, damn. mean, of course, they in Philly. It's Philly fans. They're getting their ass whooped. Of course they're going to laugh at Jerry Jones. And why is Jerry Jones at a fucking road game? I mean, come on, man. Your season's fucking over. You're not going nowhere. Just stay the fuck at home. Just let your team just finish out the regular season. Like, what is it to fucking defend, bro? Like, your season is over. It's been fucking over since Dak got hurt, and even before Dak got hurt, it was over.
I think they're worse than the Giants at tanking. Because the Dallas Cowboys have low-key won like 3 or 4 games since Dak has been gone.
Shit.
I don't know why they keep winning.
Yeah.
Is Cooper Rush really that nigga? Like, is Cooper Rush... Is he the man?
He's like, man, I ain't letting Trey Lance take my shit.
Listen. Trey Lance, I don't think Trey Lance had a chance, bro. This is a very, I'm happy for the season that was had in our league. Never again will you see King in 10th place out of 10 people. Never again will you see me in 7th place out of 10 people. I want y'all to know that now.
It was fun, you know, when we're on top, but you know, we got to give other people their due.
No, you don't.
Hey, listen, I fought all year, and because of my fucking 6-game losing streak, it fucked everything up. So, you're not going
to do don't talk that loser talk to me. You got to let other people get victory sometimes. No, mark my words. This will be the last season that looks like this coming from me.
Go ahead.
This will be the last season that looks like this coming from me. The last. You'll never see a season like this from me again. I promise you.
I want that top bracket and trying to win this shit, y'all. That top playoff bracket to try and win this shit. That's what I want.
And that's all right, man. We got one week coming up, last week of regular season football. I'm super excited. I know it's going to be some bullshit, with a lot of second string niggas, a lot of resting niggas, but we got football Thursday. We got college shit going on all week. We got football Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Let's take advantage. Last words before we wrap up, Born Day King.
I mean, shit, it's fucking yeah. There's an NFL game on tonight.
Yeah.
So I get a bowl game and a fucking NFL game for the Born Day. Shit.
And shots. Don't forget the shots.
Oh, definitely, man, for sure. Shots and the fucking bong and shit. Yo, I'm fucking good over here, y'all. For sure. Hell yeah. I mean, I didn't want to get that bowl game tonight, you know, due to...
Oh, no, there ain't no game tonight. They put them on Saturday.
Oh, they put them on Saturday now?
Yeah, we got two. We got Ravens-Browns on Saturday, and we got Bengals-Steelers on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, other than that, man, I'm just going to... Just cool out, chill, man. I mean, shit, man. Another one in the books, man. Just gotta keep the train going. Keep trying to see more. Keep trying to get better. But at the end of the day, it's just trying to keep seeing more birthdays, man. Shit. Man. Keep the birthday par streak going. If that's the case, if I'm 3 out of 4, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Ain't nobody else doing that shit. I was like, alright, well, let me just keep this shit up, yo. Like, start getting on y'all's born days and shit, yo. But, you know, right now I'm 3 out of 4, you know what I'm saying? I'm Patty Mahomes over here, yo. That shit.
I'm fucking with it. Well, y'all know how I feel about it. The Saints are a terrible organization. And we won't be good until the 2026 season. So that means we're going to be bad next year, too. And we're poor. And Derek Carr is still getting paid. So that's why we're going to be bad next year, too. But that's the last year of his contract. So, you know, listen, when we pop back up and show niggas in 2026, I don't want to hear nothing.
Nigga, Reggie Bush is not coming back just to get trapped again.
Yo, Drew Brunson walking down the
sideline. Oh no, crack. I'm like, oh shit, yo, he got his wig pushed back by homeboy. Like, damn.
You wanna see a dead body?
At least they gave my son back the Heisman. That's all I can ask for. At least they gave my son back the Heisman.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, they tried to take the Heisman away from my son. Like, I didn't see him win it. He tried to take away all them fucking, vacate all them fucking games. Like, I didn't watch them games with my own eyes. I'm like, fuck out of here. Hey, so like, what? He got a free house.
When we literally just all thought, like, USC was just going to run away with that title, bro. Oh, man. They should have won that game, but, you know, shout out to Texas.
Nah, fuck Texas. You got the fucking Hook'em Horns tattoo on you, nigga. You a traitor.
It's yours.